few more details of Iker and Tuffle that we want to just finish up. Let's talk about ice cream. Get yourself an ice cream, and of course, what do you need with your ice cream? Ice cream cone. Sprinkles, too. And cherry on top. But, at least me growing up, you had to have the cone. The question is, obviously you say Shackle on the ice cream. Do you say a Mizonos on the ice cream cone, on the gavilla? What do you guys say?
No.
Do you like the cone? Or...
Oh, yeah.
It depends. Is a cone just a cleat to hold the ice cream, in which case it would not get its own bracha necessarily because it's just a cleat? Or is a cone something that you like? You look forward to it.
So
one thing. First of all, it depends on the type of cone. When you have those sugar cones, you know, Carvel used to have those sugar cones. Oh, they're geschmack. For sure you say Mizonos on those because they're the best. Let's say you have those like crunchy ones that really nobody really likes them. So it depends. If you're the type of guy who actually likes that stuff, then go for it. Say Mizonos.
What's wrong
with you, man? No? You guys like that?
Cones are objectively superior to sugar cones.
Really? All right. I guess it's a machlekes. We got a machlekes here. So if you like those cones, say Mizonos. If you really don't like the cone, but they just give it to you, so I guess I'm not going to throw it out. And, you know, it's free. So then you would not say a bracha on those cones. Depends on you. Okay. Another question.
Then there's no cone at all.
If you eat the cup, that would be. But you know those? Remember those sugar? The little dots on the paper.
Yeah.
What do you eat it for the paper or do you eat it for the can? It's a great question. Okay. Another bomb, the big licorice shaila. Why is licorice a big machlekes? Because licorice is made...
It's not actual food.
Oh, that's also true. But besides that, it's made of shakal mostly, but it also they put Mizonos in it. They put... In order to give it structure. I don't know. They put some sort of wheat flour type thing. So many poskim say it's a shakel because it's really just for the shakel and it's just to give structure. But others say no, it actually gives a better taste and therefore you get a Mizonos. I think the consensus is to say a shakel on those type of licorice things. But that's the real question. Is it for the taste or is it just to give structure? So for example, when it comes to schnitzel, even though there's breadcrumbs, generally we assume that it's not really to make it taste better, it's just to give it structure, to give it, make it softer. I'm not sure exactly why that people assume that. If you guys want to become go machmir and start saying a Mizonos or even a motzi on breadcrumbs of chicken schnitzel, go for it. But Klal Yisrael, for the most part, assume that it's a shakel because it's just there to give form or structure. Yeah.
What's the bracha for sushi?
Sushi. Well, what's the ikker? The rice or
the fish.
So definitely I would say the rice plays a significant role, and that's a big part of it, and it enhances the taste. So definitely rice would get him his own nose.
Oh, really?
In addition, I would say, it's a good kasha. I don't know. I would probably say an adama because I think they're a pretty significant part of the sushi. Even though it's really made together.
You can just go rice and sushi.
But like everything makes, like it's not like...
No,
it's all one entity, you're saying. It's not like a separate...
Definitely the fish.
Good, Shaila. I'll get back to you. I could hear somebody making an argument that it's only Mizonos because it's all one entity and Mizonos the ikker. I could hear someone saying, since the Adama and the Shakal are significant, you should take it a little bit separately and eat the Adama just to get yourself out of it.
I like the first one.
Okay, I'm not sure. It's a great question. I'm not sure. Cookies, even though it's made, or cake, even though it's made of really like chocolate chips and all these Shakal or nuts, but it's all one entity and the main thing is Mizonos, even though it's a minority, you know, physically, but it becomes like the ikker, so you'd say a Mizonos on any cookie or cake. Or bereka, like a cheese bereka, anything like that. Kremba, on the other hand, there's the kremba and then there's the marshmallow part. And I'll show you the song after this if you're interested.
Yeah.
But I would say Mizonos on the little part and then a shakal on the ice cream part on the marshmallow part. And I don't really eat crema, but if I did, that's what I would do. Ice cream, it's a little complicated. Because really, when you have a Mizonos and a Shaco, what should you do first? Mizonos. Because the Shaco will cover the Mizonos. So yeah. You wanted the Mizonos and a Shaco. But what happens if you have Mizonos first? It starts leaking, especially if you're like me. You eat from the bottom.
Just take a little nibble.
So you take a little nipple. That's what I used to do. Nonetheless, the Panini Halacha is very lenient. And he said you can, if you really want, have a shakel and just have in mind not to cover the Mizonos and then have another Mizonos. Hooray. Okay. What about soup? Finish with this. Soup is a... Maybe. There are three options. We're not even talking about croutons. Croutons we're talking about in a second if you want. Shakel, adama, or shakel and adama. Right? Right? So, it goes...
Or you can just make it simple and have a piece of bread, and then...
Okay, you're going to be... That's what Nemetzal says. Whenever you're suffix, just have bread, get out of the situation. But, we're not everyone's so machmir. So the Bnei Alcha puts it like this. It depends on the soup. Sometimes you have soup, which is mainly soup mix. It's mainly like liquid. It's all... You can't really see the vegetables. Like on Shabbos, that's what my wife makes me. Us. And so that would be a shakel. Because it's all one entity and it's mainly shakel. Sometimes you have soup which is mainly vegetables, more than 50% vegetables. And you have a little bit of liquid left over. So what would that be? An adama. So it's mainly vegetables. And a lot of times what you have is mostly soup, but also a significant proportion of vegetables. And that would be an adama and then a shako. Okay? Makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Cider. In terms of, we talked about croutons already. That croutons are significant, so you probably say Mizonos and a shako. Unless, and some might say if you only have like three croutons, it would be tough to everything else. Cholent, we said, is machlokes. But I would say do each one separately. Unless somebody wants to make cholent. There is Mishmar, Torah, and then Mishmar.